Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the fifth issue of the Silver Surfer story arc. If you like to listen to our previous coverage, check out our last four issues, episodes.
Those two, yeah.
Yeah.
Episodes and issues, because we covered issues in our episodes.
Okay.
So it works.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyways, so we get here and, like, regular people can't see Mephisto, is what I'm assuming.
Correct.
Because he's
sitting... Well, it doesn't help that he froze everybody here, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. But he's sitting on top of this car, and he's like, yeah. He's like, just, you know, basically, I froze everybody. I want you to go destroy S.H.I.E.L.D. And I got your girlfriend, so if you want to see her again, destroy S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff. Yeah.
Basically that.
And so Silver Surfer's like, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to go destroy S.H.I.E.L.D. so I can see some titties. And he's flying around the world, and he's like, I can't find S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't... Yeah. It's like they're a secret organization that likes to hide themselves. It's crazy. Oh, that reminds me. Keep talking.
Okay, so we go to S.H.I.E.L.D. And you've got fucking Fury yelling at everybody. Even Dum-Dum. Being like, Dum-Dum, you're a Dum-Dum. Like, basically, he calls him a fucking meathead or something like that. And then Dum-Dum's like, man, he yelled at me too. And the other, the no-named, blue or red shirts are like, man, what's the matter, Dum-Dum? Fury treat you like a dumbass too? Welcome to the club.
So sad.
But they get a hold of the Fantastic Four, and because they're trying to find somebody to stop the Surfer, I think is how this is going.
I think they're trying to search for. They were trying to just get some help with what was going on in the sky earlier.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So
they call the Fantastic Four and
so what I was gonna say, I should have said this last episode, but do you know what S.H.I.E.L.D. stands for?
Sudden Infant Deaths. No, it's SIDS.
Whoops.
Strategic Homeland something. With a D defense.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay, so
I know that it's not the same here as it is in the MCU, I believe.
So what the MCU has is the current meaning, which is Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
There we go.
It used to stand for, which is what this one right here, Supreme Headquarters International Espionage and Law Enforcement Division. In 91, apparently, it was changed to Strategic Hazard Intervention Espionage Logistics Directorate.
Yeah.
I didn't know it had two other meanings until I read this one. I saw it had a different meaning. And then I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't seem right. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
S.H.I.E.L.D.'s gone through some changes in
some years. Changes. Anyway, so then they he's like, he calls Fantastic Four and...
also calls Stark.
Yeah, and they're all like, yeah, sure, we can help you out, no problem, buddy. I'll send some weapons to you right away.
Be there in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Two weeks.
Anyway, so, you know, of course, Fury gets pissed because that's what Fury do, hence the name. They didn't call him, you know, Nick Calm or, you know, Nick Think Through. Anyways, so then you've got this, there's this random woman.
Secretary,
yeah, thank you.
Which I didn't know S.H.I.E.L.D. had secretaries,
right?
Like that. Like, I remember in the Agent Carter show, they when she would go to the phone company, the secretary, man, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying, would, like, you know, plug in the one plug and then... They'd open up the room.
Yeah.
I guess that's something. I guess, yeah, I mean, it's good to have a 9-to-5 at a secret espionage.
Right. So this lady's like, some guy just popped up in the shadows. Well, we can't have just people materializing through walls at any time. And Mephisto's like, listen, shut up and go to sleep, you stupid female. And he makes her disappear, I believe.
Yep. He replaced her with Shalabar.
Shalabar. Who, I gotta say, I think the other chick might have actually been hotter.
You just like redheads.
Meh. Yeah, but I also like green eyes, so, you know, each one of them's got something going for him. But I just don't like Shalabal's hair. Not the color.
That little curl under her cheekbone. Yeah.
And the ones that's weird. Yeah, it's
an alien thing, man.
I guess. Yeah, because I guess if you think about it,
she's an alien.
Well, I was gonna say Superman 2, the general's chick, like the angry Kryptonian.
Ursa.
Yeah. She had the weird curl, like she had the forehead thing and then she had the side curls and anyways, so he basically plants Shalabal in the S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters that Surfer is supposed to be destroying.
Yes.
And then...
it's like he's planning for Surfer to kill his own girlfriend. It's crazy.
And then, so Surfer's like, well, you know, I'm going to fly around here, and then S.H.I.E.L.D. planes start shooting at him. He's like, oh, but I have an idea. If I follow them back to S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters, I'll know where it's at. So he follows them to S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters while this dispatcher is being manipulated by... Mephisto to say that Shalabal is the replacement secretary for their sick secretary.
Yeah, because Fury comes in after he had just passed his secretary.
And he's like, who the hell is this bitch?
You're new. Who are you? Let me see some records.
I need to see your credentials.
Yeah.
Do the curtains match the drapes?
No, oh, Jesus.
Anyways, so he calls down to their, you know, HR department. He's like, this is Fury, motherfucker. Tell me what's going on. And the guy's like, everything checks out. Roger, roger.
And this doesn't seem right.
And so, the server shows up and he's like, man, he's like, I know exactly what I'm going to do to uphold my bargain with Mephisto. I said I'd destroy their headquarters. I didn't say I'd kill anybody. Yep. So he's beating the fuck out of all the buildings. And Fury's like, why is he attacking all the damn buildings? And then they start shooting back at him because they're like, obviously. Oh, well, Fury shoots him with some kind of special gun.
Yes, what was this? The Z gas.
There we go.
The Z gas gun. I think this was the gun that Stark invented.
Yeah.
And apparently it stuns him. Oh, the Z gun. Sorry.
Z gun. It's Z gun! It's French.
But yeah, the Z gas is what. The fumes is what zapped his strength or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's.
The one thing his strength can't save him from, Z gas fumes.
Man.
My only weakness. How did they know?
Yeah, you think those cosmic power. Or sorry, power cosmic would be enough to stop gas fumes. Nope. But yeah, so then Mephisto pops in. Steals Shalabal away after
Sheila. No,
god damn it.
I mean, Shala. No,
yeah. After he finds Surfer trapped in whatever
told you
jail
you
cell.
With tank.
God damn it. He's basically taunting him,
yeah. And so he just fucks this wall right to death with his fists,
yeah,
and his power's cosmic. Anyways, sorry.
Hey, it's early on this one.
Yeah. So Mephisto's like, Silver Surfer's like, I got to break through this wall because my beloved's waiting outside. And Mephisto's like, but not for long. And then, you know, they fight again. And he hits Mephisto with his powers cosmic that actually almost affects Mephisto.
Yeah. Well, it's almost one of those things like, he is off his leash, and he's finally had enough rage, and shit happened to him. He's like, fuck this, I'm going all out.
Some righteous fury
power.
I'm
actually going to go all out.
And then they're like, we got to hit him with a Z-gun again. Give him a double dose. And while this is going on, Mephisto's like, you can't hurt me, blah. And then they get out the gun, and they blast Surfer with it. And
Mephisto ghosts out.
Yeah. And then he, as he's disappearing, he's like, eventually your powers cosmic will be mine and your soul and your dick. And he doesn't really say that, but he's thinking it. Look at him.
I'm sure he's thinking it.
Look at the eyes. He's looking down.
All those yellow eyes.
Yep. And so, of course, Silver Surfer's like, you know, I'm weak. I'm tired. Where's my surfboard at? Where did I park that thing at? So he clicks the button and it's like, nyuk, nyuk. He's like, all right. And he hits the...
Pretty sure the board was, like, on the other side of the complex.
Yeah. And, of course, it blasts through walls, probably killing numerous people on its way.
Because
you've got to really think. Wherever he parks the surfboard, it comes in basically a straight line to him.
Allegedly. I mean, when the kid had it, it went from the top of the building, arcing.
Yeah, and then back down. Yeah. So, basically, it gets to him in the quickest way possible.
Yes.
Allegedly. So, you know, like, it probably has, like, these little, like, you know...
It's like a homing beacon, like a home device.
Yeah. And it pops over to him, drags him off because he's getting the shit kicked out of him. And it drags him off to, the moon?
It just flies him into space.
Oh, that's right. And then drops him in...
he ends up falling...
A certain place that we'll cover in the next issue.
I mean, it does say here at the end where...
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to say it.
That seems like such a spoiler, though.
But we did already say it earlier, though.
All right, he gets dropped off. And what the hell is the place the Inhumans are in?
No idea.
Yeah, in the Inhuman place.
Yeah, the Inhuman campgrounds.
Inhuman land.
I like that one.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Silver Surfer story.